First, a 17% interest rate couldn't keep the Russian ruble from plunging 20% against the dollar at one point earlier this week. There are reports that Russians are rushing to buy imported products as a hedge against inflation. President Vladimir Putin is out of sight right now. Other government officials are taking the heat for this crisis. State television insisted that a weak ruble is good for the Russian economy because it will stimulate domestic production and make exports cheaper. That, of course, is for consumers to decide, and we shall see in the next few days. Dmitry Babich, political analyst for the Voice of Russia Radio, says Moscow is firmly in control of the ruble.
Well, it's quite clear that if the government wanted, it could easily burn enough cash to have the ruble recover. But clearly, the government wants to keep the strategic reserves for helping the banks to cover their foreign debts next year. We're going to have about $150 billion in upcoming debt next year. So the government obviously doesn't want to spend all of its resources right now. What is interesting is that, you know, I have visited several banks today, and there is uncertainty, but there is no panic. I didn't see any people lining to buy hard currency or to sell rubles. You know, the general mood is that we have survived the financial crisis of 1992, 1998, 2008. We'll survive this one, too.
All right. Well, people in shock typically, you know, don't show a lot of signs of movement right away. I mean, we had reports yesterday of people lining up outside of IKEA to buy furniture in anticipation of price rises, parking their money essentially in household goods. Are you denying that?
Well, it's possible because I read on Facebook that a lot of my friends, especially those with liberal pro-Western opinions, they believe in the effective nature of sanctions. So some of them decided to buy some items. But most of the people do not revert to this kind of behavior.
So you're a liberal if you try to protect yourself from the falling ruble?
No, you're a liberal if you believe that the West is right in Ukraine and that the West can make Russia change its foreign policy by economic pressure.
Alexei Ulyukayev, the economy minister, after a meeting yesterday, said that capital controls aren't being considered to support the ruble. That would be an actual limit on exchange, foreign exchange. Can you confirm that? Is that the general sentiment?
Yeah, that's the general sentiment. A lot of people object to it, saying that when your currency is under attack, then you can't expose yourself to any kind of foreign pressure. People remind the government that Israel, for example, when it had real difficulties in 1970s, 1980s, it limited the amount of money that people could take out of Israel, and it was before electronic money. But that would mean abandoning liberal economic policies, which Putin and his government have been conducting since his coming to power in the year 2000. So obviously, right now, they decided to toe the line and to keep their commitments, fighting inflation by, I would say, capitalist means, you know, by just intervention of the central bank at the currency exchange, you know, not by the mobilization methods of the Soviet Union.
So it sounds like you're calling Putin a liberal. One last question. It would seem that this crisis, which is really mostly due to the slide in oil prices having an impact on the ruble, underscores a real failure of Putin's policies. These liberal economic policies were supposed to diversify the Russian economy and get it out of such a dependence on oil. It seems as though, you know, well into the third term of Vladimir Putin, that he's failed at that.
Well, don't get me wrong. I think that Putin is a liberal in his economic policies, but he had to drop his liberal ideas in his foreign policy, primarily because of some real national security concerns. And I think that's a real question. How far can you continue independent foreign policy while keeping your money markets open and while continuing liberal economic policies? It's like riding with your 2 feet in different boats. So that's a risky game, I agree. As for diversifying economy, I can tell you that life changed tremendously in Russia during the last 15 years. And okay, maybe Russian goods are not still competitive abroad, but there was a lot of good things done for the domestic market. So I would not say that it was just oil and gas. No, There were a lot of reforms in the domestic industry. It was more geared to the consumer. But we know there were much stronger economies, like, for example, the economy of Malaysia or the European Union, which fell victim to currency fluctuations, to market fluctuations. In the modern world, not even the most competitive, not even the strongest economy is immune to market fluctuations. We know it from the examples of Germany and the European Union.
17% interest rate doesn't bother you?
Well, it certainly bothers the industry because these people have now little access to credit. Me, as a person, I never take any loans. So for me, it's a rather distant reality.
All right. Conservative, prudent, Dmitry Babich, political analyst for the Voice of Russia Radio, speaking to us from Moscow. Thank you, Dmitry.
Thank you.